It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Myron Sommerfeld. Myron, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, it's great to be with you again, Steve. Thank you for having me.
You bet, Myron. Let's talk a little bit about Peggy Lee. It's got a couple of big events coming up this year, and one of them is tomorrow as we commemorate Peggy Lee and her birthday. We'll talk about the first one coming up in Wimbledon tomorrow. So this sounds like a lot of fun.
We're promoting Peggy Lee not only in Wimbledon, but in Jamestown and in Valley City. But the 26th is Peggy Lee's birth date. That's the year, date she was born, back in 1920. And Wimbledon is having a social event in the afternoon on the May 26th, starting at 1 p.m. I think it's cake and coffee. And the person to contact is Carol Peterson, and her number is 701-320-1020.
What's nice to know, you mentioned Jamestown, Wimbledon, and Valley City all going to have celebrations. Of course, the big museum is in Wimbledon, North Dakota, Peggy Lee Museum. And if you've never been there before, people got to get there, right?
Yes. I do run into a lot of people who know about it, but just haven't taken the time to visit the museum. It's a great way to spend an afternoon, and now Wimbledon has a restaurant. They can go there for lunch and then take in the museum, and it's amazing. I mean, not only is the Midland train depot there for those people that might be interested in that, but the upstairs is where Peggy lived. And it's amazing she survived North Dakota winters in that small building. And, of course, they've got just oodles of pictures and recordings and all the information you ever want to know about Peggy Lee. So it's a great place. It's a museum that is so well done, and yet it's not being used like it should be. I don't know why, but maybe it's because it's kind of off the beaten track. It's, you know, it's quite a ways from 94, but yeah, it's not that far. It's a half an hour, I think.
Let's talk a little bit about Peggy Lee, and this individual turned out to be an international star.
She sure did, and you know, Steve, we have to give Bob Ingsted Sr., I think, a lot of credit. He must have had the vision when he first heard her and said, Norma, I'm going to hire you. And that planted the seed, I think, that caused her to really start thinking about, I think I can make a living doing music. She had the ability to not only to sing, but she also did lyrics, which very few singers do. Most singers sing other people's, you know, compositions, but Peggy wrote a lot of her own stuff. And she did very well. Some of the things she wrote are so well that they're called standards, so they're in the Great American Songbook level.
That's great. Well, we honor Peggy Lee. It would have been her birthday coming up on May 26th, tomorrow. Now, we have a Peggy Lee Day that is going to be here. First ever Peggy Lee Day on June 17th, kind of coincides with a rally in the Valley. Tell us about that, Myron.
Yeah, this is something that the Barnes County Historical Society and Bridges Arts Council, and yours truly, and then when I talked to Kay Bingy at the Chamber of Commerce in Valley City, they were all for it. So, and not to put down a lot of other people that also support it, but if I mentioned everybody, would take a while. So, but yeah, we've had a great cooperation. So we hope this first annual event will go well, and there'll be more details coming up and later on about it. But so watch the paper, watch and listen to Voice of the Valley, and hopefully we'll get the information there.
That's great. There's one thing I want to add, and that is it looks like tentatively we've set aside the 10 a.m. hour as the Peggy Lee hour of music on June 17th. where we'll just play that 1 hour. With the rest of our normal programming, we'll just play Peggy Lee music on June 17th, at least for that 1 hour from 10 a.m. And we'll tell people a little more about that when we get closer to it. Pretty exciting stuff, that's for sure. And then, of course, we're excited about the mural coming up. And
yes, Bill Cochran is ready to go. It's been not a very cooperating spring, so to speak, but I just visited with him a few days ago, and he's ready to go. So I don't know if he'll be able to finish it by June 17th, but it should be ready this summer sometime. So,
oh, yeah, that'll be great.
Well,
Myron, we look forward to visiting with you again as we get closer to that event, okay?
Okay, Steve, and thank you for what you do with Voice of the Valley. You do a lot of community events, and I think that's only in Valley City a local radio station like KOVC can do something like that, and that's wonderful. That's just great, you know.
Thank you. Thank you very much. There's Myron Sommerfeld, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.